It's Monday, May 25th, 2015. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up, slam it, jam it to the bump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
In my body is a temple you can worship, and my feet and I kick you in the teeth, sir. So even when you're spitting blood, you would save a thought for me. Cause I got so mad I held the world for ransom. Lord, before them bad, thank God I'm handsome, so handsome. I know I should be picking up the pieces.
Oh man, what a great way to start off this here episode of the show, New Vaccines. That's right, West London's very own The Vaccines, the modern day Ramones, have a new album coming out tomorrow. I haven't got it yet, but they've released a few songs from it, including that one. It's called Handsome, and it's quite good. It's just like all other Vaccines. However, that is not to say they're standing still. They've also got some new terrible music. Listen to this little excerpt.
With an auto embrace, let's go back to your place.
Ooh, Nelly, what happened to The Vaccines? Actually, I heard that one first, and I was like, my goodness, that is quite a departure, Vaccines. But then I heard Handsome, really good. So the new album, maybe it's a mixed bag. Maybe it's them turning over a new leaf. Maybe it's mostly awesome, and that's just one dud. We'll soon find out, because it comes out tomorrow. Did I mention that? Pretty excited. Love The Vaccines. All right, up next, The Crocodiles from San Diego, California. They also have a new album. It's called Boys. And it's already out. You can pick it up. We're going to hear two songs from it, Crybaby Demon and Blue, both really great songs. And as usual with the Crocodiles, it's hard to pick out, you know, standout songs. It's almost like just every song on it's like pretty solid, you know. But I think that these two maybe are slight standouts. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I love it. So you're going to like it too. Here we go. The Crocodiles. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Crap, baby demon,
there somewhere. Don't know how you feel, but never really got the chance to show her what it really means to love her. She feels about him. She'll just go on living. The river keeps on rolling, knowing all the time she'll never understand just what it means to love her. The way you'd love her. The way you'd love.
After the Crocodiles back there, we heard Marietta from Paris, France. They're a new band. They got a new album. It's called Basement Dreams Are the Bedroom Cream. Don't think too much about what that means. It can be good. The two songs we heard were Chewing Your Bones and Death to the Music. I think both very strong off of that new album, though I'm going to say the album as a whole isn't, it's kind of hit or miss. But those two songs, pretty great. Kind of reminded me of like a French MGMT or something. Pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to more stuff by Marietta. And then after Marietta, we heard Montreal's very own Mac DeMarco. He's got a new album coming out soon, and he's released a song from it. The song is called The Way You'd Love Her. And it sounds exactly like everything else by Mac DeMarco, to the point where it's almost like, wait, is this like another song that's already been released? But no, it's a new song. I'm a big fan, and I don't mind it when bands are just super consistent. So hopefully the whole album is just like all the stuff you like about Mac DeMarco, but now it's new, you know, because I'm pretty into that. Speaking of things I like a lot, how about Los Angeles's Fool's Gold? That's right, the faux Afropop favorites of mine. They've got a new record as well. It's called Flying Lessons, and we're going to hear that title track, followed by another song called Another Sun. And I'm going to say this is not, I do not think this is Fool's Gold's strongest album. I hate to say that, because I've loved everything they've ever released. And this new album, it's like, fine, you know, it's okay. It's not bad or anything. It's just that, I don't know, it doesn't have quite the magic or something. I feel like the last album in particular was super strong, so I had high hopes. And this album, it also has terrible album art. I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, I shouldn't judge it by that, but I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit of a letdown, but don't let that stop you before I play it. Don't let me dissuade you. It's actually totally worth picking up, and compared to most music, it's really good. It's just compared to the very high bar that they have set. That's what I'm trying to say. So here we go, Flying Lessons and Another Sun from Fool's Gold's new Flying Lessons album. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
the 70s. The 70s were a very different time. The 70s, everything was different in the 70s than it is now, except the Middle East is exactly the same. It's exactly the same as it was in the 70s. It's been the same fights, and you know what? It's boring now. That's the worst part of it. When I was a kid, we were like, ugh, but you can't go like this for like 1,000 years. After a while, when you fight, people don't care, because when you're just both, you just keep fighting. Everybody's like, those guys are dicks. They just fight. That's what it's like. You know, like I have 2 kids, and they fight sometimes. And when they first start fighting, I get concerned. I go in their room, I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? Why are we having some feelings? Can we listen to each other, please? Can we please just listen to each other? Okay, you go first. And then she goes, she's like, yeah, that sounds hard. Okay, okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, now you. Because I like this one a little more, so that's why I make it. And they work it out. You help them work it out. But if they keep fighting, you stop doing that. After a while, you just go in the room and you just go, hey, just shut up. Both, you're both wrong. You share a room. We can't afford another room, so just deal with it. Somehow this has to do with Israel and Palestine. I don't know exactly. I don't remember how. It is because my kids are like Israel and Palestine. And I'm like America. The little one's like Palestine because she always gets screwed. She gets the worst deals. She's like, she threw a rock at my face. I'm like, you're fine. Look, you have a great life. You get to take a rock to the face once in a while. You're fine. The older one is like Israel. She comes at me. She burnt all my dolls. I'm like, look, I can't do anything about it right now. Your sister is crazy. Please don't make me talk to her. I'll work it out, you and me, okay? We'll go out. I'll buy you a really cool missile, and you do whatever you want.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Fool's Gold back there, we heard Fenmark. That's right. Sounds like my head's recent favorites. I just played Fenmark on the show like an episode or two ago. I don't know. I play them all the time now because I like them so much, and they keep releasing new stuff and tricking me into playing them all the time. But anyway, speaking of doing that, they got a new record. It's called Things Always Change. And we heard two tracks from it. First, we heard Can't Go On. Then we heard Transpennine Express. Both very fine songs. And there's actually the song I most recently played by them is also on this album, but I think it's maybe a different recording. Anyway, whatever. Check it out on Bandcamp. It's a good thing to buy if you like the music that I like, which hopefully you do, or this show is very disappointing. After Fenmark, we heard a band from Switzerland called Crystallin. They did the song Talking to the Sun, and it comes off of a compilation called Oh Sister Collection, spelled in an adorably, probably German way, number one. And Oh Sister Collection is great. It's a collection by a Swiss record label that happens to also be the record label for a band I like a lot called The Silver Furs from Bern. And they're also on the collection. So we're going to finish up this episode of the show with a new song by Silver Furs off of this Oh Sister Collection number one compilation. And if you like it, and if you like Crystallin, and if you like just generally, you know, good music, most of which is from Switzerland, then you should check out this compilation because it's quite good. So anyway, here we go. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with The Silver Furs and Hinterland. That's the name of the song. Did I not say that already? I meant to say that. The name of the song is Hinterland. So here we go. Silver Furs finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Sweetest, You Wish, and Damn, all by Nightmares on Wax. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or go to thesoundsofmyhead.com to find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media, which provides yet another way, a very popular way, to contact me. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.